Not good, but better. After increasing 2 weeks in a row, new state unemployment claims are down again. About 250,000 fewer Americans filed first-time claims for benefits in the last week, for a total of just under 1.2 million. On the downside, it marks the 20th week in a row that claims were over 1 million, and still five times the typical pre-pandemic week when claims were routinely so low they didn't even make the news. And the 1.2 million doesn't include an additional 650,000 new claims filed by freelancers and part-timers who don't qualify for state benefits but due for a federal program. Continuing claims fell by about 850,000 to 16.1 million, the number needing a state check for more than a week. For the first time ever, gold is now selling for more than $2,000 an ounce.
But economic analysts say the rising price of gold could mean people are losing confidence in the stock market. Carnegie Mellon finance professor Brian Rutledge says people are buying gold during the pandemic as a safe asset during the financial crisis, but the price of gold isn't stable. He says it's an extremely volatile asset and doesn't pay interest like a bond. He concluded there just aren't safe assets in a financial crisis. Brian Shook, NBC News Radio.
A gaming company is making bank during the pandemic. Frank Holland reports.
Nintendo. It may be the winner of the pandemic as gamers who are stuck at home flock to hit titles such as Animal Crossing, which sold more than 10 million copies in the company's latest quarter. Nintendo also continues to see strong demand for the Switch and the Switch-like consoles, but COVID-19 has also impacted Nintendo's real-world plans, with Universal Studios Japan now delaying the opening of a Nintendo-themed land. I'm Frank Holland.
And mac and cheese for breakfast? Kraft conducted a survey and found 56% of parents say they've served their kids mac and cheese for breakfast more often during the pandemic shutdowns. So now it's marketing mac and cheese as not just for dinner anymore, but for any time of day, including breakfast. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.